When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm pretty stoked. It's the Walpurgis Night episode.
It's the Walpurgis Night.
What does that mean?
Night of Witches.
Oh, okay. Is it tonight? Tonight, yeah. Is a Walpurgis?
Well, it happens over a period of time. So it's several days.
Scary. Yeah, it's not Walpurgis Night.
It's Walpurgis Not.
Mmm.
Yeah, it's not like just one night. It's a window of time.
Yeah, it's think like
like Mercury and Gatorade.
Yo, fuck this Mercury in retrograde this Gatorade. Last time.
Well, I mean, get your crystals attuned because we're getting witchy tonight, ladies.
Hell yeah,
I'm not getting that witchy. We're getting a little witchy.
It's a little witchy.
Ooh.
We thought about doing an entire episode on Walpurgis Night, but yeah,
I'd have been down.
We might have to do it next year, but
always next year.
Welcome everybody to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I am Eric, and I am joined by
Christian
and Sam
and Bailey.
So
you're so cheerful.
I know.
She's, I know.
She's and like Bailey.
The rest of us are and all
Bailey.
Well, Bailey was the only one that was off work today, so
everybody's fucking done.
I had a great day.
Good for you.
You guys get to have great days on Saturdays. I get them on fucking Tuesdays.
I'm not off on Saturday. I'm in the service industry.
True, that part.
I'm off on Mondays, which are pretty damn cool.
I
ain't mad at it.
I went to the bar the other day. It was a Monday, and there was not a soul in that motherfucker.
Well, I don't go out.
No, I do.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I did Sunday.
Bar nights
Sunday,
are always fucking terrible on Mondays.
Yeah.
It's never a good time.
That's why I don't go.
But, hey, it's about to be Cinco de Mayo.
It's gonna be
We
May.
Thought about either...
It is May.
We tossed around the idea of doing, like, a spooky Mexican urban legend or this, and this beat it out because last year, didn't we do, like... What the fuck did we do last year? Like, La Llorona or something?
Yeah.
Was that last year? I can't remember. We're 100 and almost 50 episodes in. I can barely remember shit. So... It was something like that. But
wait
anyway.
Till we get in like the 400s, and then you're like, wait, which ones have we done? Hold on, let me go read.
It's going to be a mess.
Well, a lot of these podcasts that are hitting that 400 to 600 range are like redoing their old episodes because they're like, yeah, they do a redux on it. So
you're like, we sucked back then.
Yeah, I already know that we're going to have to like redo a couple episodes.
This is Cecil.
Yeah, the Cecil Hotel needs to get redone. I wish you all would quit like listening to that as an introductory episode.
God
and all is holy. Like,
delete it.
I'm trying to fucking read it, and it's
because I'm dying.
Yeah, Sam's sick.
Why can't we? We can just delete it.
Well, we can just re-record it and like put it back in.
Yeah,
we could do that. I don't
you
know
do
if we
before
still have
and
the notes
after.
On it. I don't know if we still have the notes on it.
Yeah, but, we should.
If not, we can figure it out. But yeah, you guys aren't here to hear us talk about that. You guys are here to hear us talk about the Hellfire Club. And this ain't your Stranger Things Hellfire Club either.
No. It's been a minute since we covered a secret society. Our last one was Skull and Bones, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute.
Like, a long time.
So, I'm...
Well, we had promised this one the next year.
Did we?
Yeah, and then we just never did it.
Wow, we suck.
There was an Audible called and something else was put in its place.
Look, sometimes, guys, when there's current events, you gotta strike while the fucking iron's hot.
The fucking iron.
Strike while the iron's hot. I don't know. Was that channeling like Nick Nolte just now?
It sounded like it. How many of those peach sours have you had?
Three.
Yeah, strike while the fucking iron is hot.
Yeah, that was definitely. Channeling my Nick Nolte.
I'm already seeing how my night's gonna go. I'm gonna have no.
I'll have to show you later.
Who's Nick Nolte?
I forget. Bailey doesn't watch movies.
I don't know.
I don't know shit about shit. Okay.
At first, it sounded more like a bam, like fucked up.
He's sober now, supposedly, but
okay. Well, yeah. When he was fucked up,
he needed to get sober. He was a crazy man.
I thought he was dead.
No.
Bam Margera is still alive and kicking. Mm. He'd be sober now.
He outlived OJ.
Are they all sober now?
Yeah, sober or dead.
Yikes.
So, but anyway, Sam, without further ado, let's get into this. Because I know they just announced the Stranger Things new season, but... We are going to not discuss it any further than that about the Hellfire Club.
Because that's not the Hellfire Club we're talking about.
Nope. Go ahead.
I'm jazzed about this.
This is fun.
Pretty fun. Fucking jazzed.
I'm jazzed.
Show me your jazz hands.
Spirit fingers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not spirited about this. You're jazzed about it. All right. There you go. Jazz hands.
Thank you for that lovely introduction. I loved it.
Anytime.
So the Hellfire Club dates back to the 1700s when it was a British secret society for higher up persons of a certain persuasion. So we're like upper echelon, like high, lots of money.
The upper crust.
Yes, the upper the crust. The elite.
Some eyes wide shut.
They're called territory. Rakes.
They're called what?
Rakes.
Rakes.
Well, these are not hoes.
So, I was about to say.
So a rake is like just a rich dude who likes to drink and fuck women and have debauchery.
Rich assholes kill everyone?
Pretty much. But it, rake. Well,
I wish I was a rake.
Well.
Damn. I just don't have enough money.
Oh, well. So, it was meant to be a fun place for like-minded, intelligent people who wanted somewhere to go where they wouldn't be judged for being themselves.
Sounds like the original Swingers Club.
It really does.
I mean, you're not really far off.
That's kind of what it sounds like. It's like an OG, like, sex dungeon.
You're not exactly the farthest off. So, the Hellfire Club was built on debauchery and testing the boundaries of society and good taste. The club members turned their backs on what they'd been taught about morals, and they were seeing what they could get away with, essentially. They're, like, pushing the boundaries of society.
Depravity.
That always goes really well.
Oh, it gets better. So
yeah, that normally, like, they normally end up yes-anding each other into a corner.
It's literally like a giant bro club.
Oh, wonderful.
So it gets worse. So they found that they could get away with a whole lot. The first Hellfire Club, because there was multiple, the first Hellfire Club was founded in 1719 and was ran by Philip, the first Duke of Wharton. Many more chapters sprung up in later decades and would quickly become known for drunk debauchery, orgies, and just a hint of murder.
just a little spice.
Just a little bit of spice.
It's like a stag club on steroids.
Kind of. So, Philip Wharton officially dedicated the club to, quote, drinking, lewdness, and I'm not really confident on how to say this word. Basically, it's immature bullshit. Puerile. It's P-U-E-R-I-L-E.
It's definitely a stag club, but instead of like... It's definitely...
Is it like plural?
No, it's
puerile acts of blasphemy.
Yeah, puerile acts of blasphemy. If I said that wrong, don't tell me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's definitely a stag club. Just instead of jerking off to like... black and white photos together in a room. It's like they murder a girl and then jerk off on her corpse.
Not quite. But we'll get there. So the Hellfire Club members would dress as monks. And it feels weird calling them characters because they were people. But like the people from the Bible.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. So
blasphemy.
Like for me, the people. Like, they would dress up as Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and shit like that, I guess. Yes. So, I talked about the rake. Is the Philip Wharton, it's his goal to deride religious faith by publicly presiding over a feast of Christian ritual parody with plenty of satanic trappings ladled over the top.
So they're just making fun of Jesus, basically.
So, yes and no.
Oh, my God.
Freedom of religion, baby. It's
fucking like Bohemian Grove, too.
Kind of. Mm. So, we're getting... Well, okay.
I didn't read the fucking notes. Or
whatever, right?
So, yeah. It's... So, they're basically, like, trying to... What I viewed it as kind of, like, stick it to the man. They are, like, trying to... Not disprove religion, but yeah, like but dismantle it. You kind have of. To
remember.
Is this like punk in so the 1700s?
So this is right during the Enlightenment.
You said punk
era.
Punk like the music.
Anarchists.
Yeah. They are literally anarchists.
Well, the key group in power right now is the Catholic Church.
Right. So this is during the Enlightenment
era,
or phase, or whatever. Whatever it's called.
The Enlightenment Era's Tour.
Yes, it's essentially that.
You don't know the asylum I was raised.
This is the asylum they were raised in.
So members were very secretive. So speculation from those on the outside stirred up a lot of rumors, some of which are true. Members of different Hellfire Clubs. So there was like a bunch. There was in Dublin. There were some in England.
He franchised it.
Kind of, but like in different times. So like, and we'll get there.
All right,
you're getting
kind of like the you know, those guys.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
This sounds like
You know the guys with the stuff and they do the thing.
The fucking the one secret society, the man's only one. That's like all of them.
Are you talking about the Freemasons?
That them, yes. Those guys.
I don't know how I decoded that.
I don't know how you did either, but hell yeah, brother.
Sam
hell yeah,
speaks
brother.
Blonde.
Hell yeah, brother.
Sam is our translator for blonde.
Aww. That's fine. I love that. I love having representation.
You're so welcome. I'll be your advocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
I'm gonna kill myself.
I know everyone listening is like, what the fuck?
Okay, so... Members of the different Hellfire Clubs had a few things in common. They were all rich with no regards of morals of society.
Hell yeah.
They could keep secrets, obviously, and they had enough privilege to get out of any trouble they found themselves in.
What a life.
I'm out with the keeping secrets part.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like having pretty privilege. Their face card don't decline either.
True.
What the fuck is pretty privilege?
How, remember when I got pulled over? And remember the story I told you guys?
Yeah.
Cute outfit.
Hey, pretty you remember privileged. When I got pulled over?
Yeah.
What did you do?
She forgot to turn her fucking headlights on.
Oh, my God. That was silly. Silly goosery.
Well, she just got the car, so.
Yeah. I did.
It's pretty privileged. It'd be like that.
I don't have that.
I get away with a lot of things.
I love privilege. Only because.
Pretty fucking neat.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway,
girls rule.
Yeah, who run the world?
Man, girls, you guys have it so hard.
Boys drool.
I would still choose the bear.
The who?
the bear. There's like this like trend going on TikTok where women are being asked like if they would choose to be in the
big
woods
alone
with a man or a bear. I saw
I'm
that.
Still choosing the bear.
Never mind. Don't worry about what I said.
I thought a bear was like a big gay
man. Yeah, that's what I said. So you picked the big hairy gay man?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, much better.
Honestly, I would still be okay with that kind of bear too.
Better than a regular man.
Yep.
Thanks, guys. I didn't just like make you all dinner and
teats in the tip.
Well, you don't count.
Fuck you guys.
You're the best man ever.
You're a married man, so that's different.
Yeah, it's a different category. Definitely different.
Hate it.
We really appreciate you.
We love you, Eric.
You did make us a good dinner.
Yeah, that was damn good. So, the Hellfire Club was and is commonly linked to stories of satanic rituals and deals with demons. The sheriff of Dublin City, his name is Simon Luttrell, who was in the Hellfire Club during his...
It's always good to have cops on your side.
Sheriff.
Sheriff-free.
During his
tenure.
His reign is a rake.
Yeah, literally. So one source called him, quote, everything that can be conceived as odious and horrible.
Mm.
Oof.
That's what you want in an officer of the law.
Hell yeah, dude.
Right? Like,
damn.
So there's also a connection between Simon and an Irish madam named Darky Kelly. Allegedly, in 1746, Darky gets pregnant with Simon's child and tries to blackmail him. Simon accuses her of being a witch because it can never be a man's fault.
Ever.
She's a witch!
She's a witch, I swear!
She turned me into a newt!
And forced me to get her children!
I got better. For anybody that hasn't seen Monty Python, there you go.
So she was tried and executed, but newspaper reports from that time suggest that Simon may have played a different role in the story. So there's contradicting reports of this, the first story and the story I'm about to tell you. So Darky wasn't executed until 1760, not 1746, like the story before says. She was executed for the murder of the local shoemaker, John Dowling, or maybe Dowling. I'm not really sure. Authorities searched her home, and they found the bodies of five men, and then she was tried, found guilty, and put to death. So it's now that she claims that she's pregnant in hopes of being granted a stay of execution, but that didn't work. So she
that was very popular at the time.
Yeah. So she was strangled until near death and then burned the rest of the way because she was allegedly a witch.
Well, she did have the bodies of five men.
You can't.
They probably deserved it.
You can't kill the cobbler.
He had it coming.
Oh, best song. That's a banger.
I will fucking rock out to that song.
Big banger.
I will belt it out.
You can't kill the town cobbler, man. People need shoes.
Well,
cobbler?
Clearly, same thing as a shoemaker.
Like peach?
No.
But no, like
it's the same,
leather.
It's the same word, but different meaning.
Ah.
Welcome to the English language.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, there were rumors going around town that Simon had sold his soul to the devil himself and that he had come to collect while Simon was at a Hellfire Club meeting in the hunting lodge of Montpelier Hill. The devil, allegedly, entered the room and stated that he would have the soul of the last man out of the room. Obviously, the entire room of men scrambled like little babies out of there.
Well, I don't know, Sam. If a fucking demon shows up...
This is Satan we're talking about.
I would just stand there and call him a bitch.
Then what is he going to do?
You'd be like, look at my hair. It's red, Satan.
Yeah, you can't take my soul because I don't have one. Joke's on you, bitch.
Fucking Christ. Yeah, I really think you'd say that if the fucking actual devil just appeared in front of you.
How do we know he's the real devil? He could be an imposter.
That, and he said he would take the soul of the last man out of the room. I'm automatically safe.
That part.
Accurate.
I hate that shit. Oh, good old teats.
The fucking teats strike again.
We need like a ding.
You got a soundboard right there.
Yeah, I'm just going to record tits flopping and just be like, there we go.
We have a soundbite from that one episode with Christian.
Oh, Jesus, I was drunk as hell.
Of her smacking her titties on the microphone.
It was awesome.
Stop. I love that. So, allegedly, Simon Luttrell was the last man standing, but managed to distract the devil and escape. I do hear that he can be beaten in a fiddling contest. Maybe he proposed that. I don't know.
Only in Georgia.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, that's strictly Georgia rules.
That's just like the devil's like normal like just realm of like fighting with somebody is like telling them, oh, if you beat me in a fiddling contest, like you can get to keep your soul. Like,
and I'll
time.
Give you a fiddle of gold.
There's a really funny episode of It's Always or Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, where all the demons that like get these golden fiddles and they have to like go take souls in a bet with like these golden fiddles. But this one guy, one of the demons goes and plays trivia and gets ass kicked because he gets drunk instead and loses his golden fiddle and they're freaking the fuck out. It's, if you haven't seen Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, watch it. It's
fucking I've never heard of that.
That sounds funny though.
It is really funny.
It's good.
So one of the most popular Hellfire Club stories, and literally the only one I knew about, is this one. It's about a card game. A man had dropped one of his cards during one of the Hellfire, like, I don't know, parties, meetings, boys night.
Saturdays are for the boys.
So he drops his card and bent down to pick it up. And he just like took a little looky look underneath the table and noticed that one of the players had a singular hooved foot.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, it's the only one I've ever heard of.
This one's like a really popular story.
Yeah. So, he regains his composure, sits back up, and is like, fuck that, I'm going to keep playing. But the next few rounds, or hands, or however it's quantified, go around, and he can't hold on to the story, like, to himself anymore. So he tells the table what he's seen. The player who was hooving then disappeared, and the man who had seen the foot died. Allegedly. Legend says that the Dublin Hellfire Club leaves one seat open in case the devil ever wants to come back and play cards with them.
Yeah, because the way the story that I remember it goes is all the guys are hanging out playing cards and this stranger like just comes trouncing in, which the Hellfire Club's pretty fucking
wouldn't he
secluded.
Just, like, when he gallop in if he's got hooves?
Well, no, he just
hobbled in.
It was dark out, and he just walked in and grabbed a seat at the open spot at the table. And
yeah, I thought that's how it went, but I didn't. It just that's just what
I've heard.
Me.
Some stories where the guy drops dead immediately after the guy like the spirit vanishes, and I've heard some he died later. So
yeah, it just said the man immediately died.
Awkward.
Right? Like, imagine the last thing you see is a hoof.
And then you're just like,
I believe it was pronounced cloven feet.
Mm, same thing.
Okay. Could have just had, like, a birth defect.
I got goat foot because my dad and my sister were related before the wedding. God. So now I got goat foot.
Well.
Sir, are you a satyr?
A who?
The satyr.
The goat man.
Half goat, half man. You ever seen Hercules, the Disney movie?
Bill Octini. You've never seen Hercules?
No. I'm not sure how many times I have to say it to you.
It's a kid's movie.
I don't care what it is.
You're like,
you never sat down and watched fucking Hercules?
No, why am I going to sit down and fucking spend my time doing that?
Even as a kid?
I had the biggest crush on Hercules.
I was busy.
Milking men, I guess.
Leave me alone.
There's singing in it. Like, so much singing.
I know the songs.
There's some fucking bangers in Hercules.
I know the songs.
Okay.
I don't actually give a shit about the plot.
It's so good. It's so okay, good. I fucking love Hercules. But anyway, Philoctetes is a satyr.
Huh? He's a half man, half goat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or if you've ever read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Philip Tumnus.
Yes, Tumnus.
So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, sometimes moving on.
I can't stand you sometimes.
That's okay.
I love you all the time.
I'm very polarizing. I get it.
I'm going to just have our fans just send you pictures of satyrs. Okay. All over your Instagram. That
sounds horrific.
Spam my Insta with pictures of satyrs.
Underscore blissful baby.
No. That sounds awful.
Well,
anyway,
happy Walpurgis night, Bailey.
Woo! So, an Irish Hellfire Club member, Henry Barry, he's the Lord Santry. There's lots of different names in here. I don't really understand English royalty, so I don't know.
Howard Pennybottom.
Henry Barry, the Lord of Santry.
Okay.
He liked a little side of murder to go along with his mayhem. Henry employed a sedan chairman to carry him around, which a sedan is what we know is not what we know it to be today. It's not a four-door vehicle.
Oh, that's cool. I thought he was driving around like a Honda carriage or some shit.
No, so a sedan, back then it was a seat that was like enclosed but had a detachable roof, and it was carried by two men. So think of like a one-person carriage. But instead of being drawn by horses, it's carried by two men.
Oh, it's like what they would march the pharaohs and shit.
Yes, yeah. But enclosed. So like it wasn't like a bed.
If you've seen 300, what they had Xerxes in.
I don't remember, but sure.
Okay. I'm a cinephile, so that's fine.
A who?
Cinephile. He likes movies.
You be jerking off to them?
Some of them.
Okay.
Only if there's a cool drum beat at the beginning.
What?
Let's get down to business.
I know that one.
There we go.
Oh,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So one of the Lord Santry's sedan chairmen fell ill and was bedridden. And Lord Santry forced the chairman to drink a quart of brandy, and then he set the bed on fire.
Oh, fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
Allegedly. There's another version to this story, and I'm going to tell you. This version of it takes place at the Hellfire Club during a meeting. And Lord Santry forced a man to drink so much brandy that it filled his stomach and throat, and then the man was set on fire.
Isn't there like a French dish where they drown like a bird in brandy?
Ew.
And then you eat it?
A bird?
Yeah, like set it on fire?
I don't know if they set it on fire.
Shut the fuck up. You've seen Aristocats, right?
Yeah.
You guys like movies.
Do you remember when the kitties are following the geese and they're trying to get to their uncle and he comes out and he's drunk from the...
He's drunk from the brandy.
He's drunk from the brandy! Oh my god! I'm traumatized. Yep, they were making... Anyway...
It is Disney.
Yo no comprendo.
So there's these two geese, they're sisters, and the Aristocats are lost. They're trying to get back to Paris. And they meet these geese, and I think they're geese, and they take them back to the...
So it's a play on the bird thing.
Yeah, two geese are trying to find their uncle, who's a goose, and, I mean, obviously, but he's goose. So they find him in this restaurant thing. And he escapes. And he's absolutely shithouse hammered.
Oh, and he's drinking brandy.
Him in brandy, and he's drunk.
Yeah, because I think they do it to finches or pheasants. It might be a pheasant. Apparently,
gooses like brandy as well.
Oh, my God. That is so hilarious.
I think I first saw it on Hannibal. The first time I saw that dish.
I first saw it on...
I thought Hannibal ate people.
He did, but there's a whole, like, cooking element to that show, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
I have to watch it. Anyway,
well, mostly he's cooking people, but, you know.
Sub out people for other shit.
Yeah. Okay, so...
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lord Santry was never charged for the murder of the man in either story. It's rumored that he had a tendency to bribe for people to keep quiet.
Well, I mean, with the sheriff on...
I mean, he is a rake. He likes the debauchery.
Debauchery.
Yeah, and...
Oh, the debauchery.
The debauchery. I'm going to throw something at you. He did, however, get arrested for an incident that happened in Palmerstown, Dublin. Legend says that he drew his sword and stabbed a tavern employee that laughed at him.
Mood.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, I feel it.
You they got fuck nice on me, at a party.
Fuck on you. Oh so, Lord Santry was able to keep it on the DL for a while with bribes, but his luck ran out and he was put on trial for the murder. He said that the tavern employee had been bitten by a rat, and that's how he died. I don't know how he explained the stab wound, but...
The rat had a knife, dude. It was crazy.
You know what? Ratatouille coming out.
He shanked him.
So, you know...
Must have been talking about his rat wife or something. I don't know.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Burn.
Yeah.
So, Lord Santry...
He said he had fleas. Stabbed him.
Well, don't say someone has fleas.
Well, you know, because the Black Death and all... Rats than the fleas.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bailey's like, what the fuck? There's so many things.
This episode is getting complexer and complexer.
I feel like we're overwhelming Bailey.
A lot.
I'm sorry.
I'm literally spinning my fidget ring over here like...
I'm just gonna
what
like,
is going on?
I'm going to come over to your house and put on History Channel for you so you can like get up to speed.
That guy was there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bartholomew. Oh, there you go.
I thought that was Mortimer.
That is Mortimer.
Which one's
Bartholomew?
Yeah. Bartholomew is...
Next to you.
Yes.
Oh, he's the pillow. That's right. Yes. I forgot. Anyway, this is the same thing.
No, they're
I'm sorry.
Not.
I was just proud that I got something right for once.
No, you definitely did. That is Mortimer.
I'd be long. Or like,
golf, rah, rah, rah. Golf claps for Bailey.
Golf claps.
Golf claps, yes.
Yes, golf claps.
So,
golf
claps. Lord Santry was found guilty, but was able to avoid death because his rich uncle threatened to cut off Dublin's drinking water supply, and Lord Santry was given a royal pardon. It's just a bunch of fucking Nepo babies.
It really is, dude. All I can think of is like all those 80 movies tropes where it's like, they're gonna bulldoze the ski lodge type of shit.
My father will have nothing of this. So... Mixing fire and alcohol was a favorite pastime for the Hellfire Club. I know. Shocker, because of the name.
They're doing just bar flare tricks?
Popular
in 2011?
I mean, someone did fill up someone else with brandy and then set them on fire. You can call it a bar trick if you want.
It's good only one time.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a one-time trick.
So, one of the Hellfire Club members, his name is Richard Chapel Whaley. He was a little obsessed with fire. He burned down the Hellfire Club's Montpelier Hill headquarters-ish to the ground after dousing a servant with brandy and setting him on fire. There's a lot of alcohol abuse going on here.
A lot of brandy getting used. Yeah, like,
fucking drink it, brother.
Just drink it like a fucking adult.
What a waste.
It really is.
Why are pour we one out for my dead homies, man?
Pour one out to kill my homies.
Pour one out on my dead homies.
I keep on dumping all the brandy on him to put him out, but he just keeps the fire getting bigger.
So not to be confused with the Lord Santry story of setting a man on fire after drinking brandy. Two separate occasions. So, Richard Whaley was given the name Burn Chapel.
Hell yeah, that's a dope name.
Dude, that's my next metal band's name.
Burn Chapel. It's hard to differentiate the truth from rumor of the goings-on of the Hellfire Club, such as the club most often met at Eagle Tavern, not Montpelier Hill. Historians do agree that the club would start off their meetings with a drink called Scalfine.
That's how dangerous.
It
says.
It's fucking disgusting. Listen to what it is. So it's whiskey, butter, pepper, and sugar.
I don't know. It sounds kind of good to me.
Butter?
Yeah. Give it a little bit of flavor saver. It's got some
fat to it.
Yeah.
No, thank
sugar,
you.
Paula Deen part of the Hellfire Club.
Yeah, for real.
That, honestly, that sounds like a Southern staple, dude.
We will try it.
We should bring it back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to the bar tonight and be like, yeah, can I get one Scalfine? They're going to be like, huh? I'm going to be like, look it up.
It's butter and booze.
Whiskey, butter, pepper, and sugar.
It sounds disgusting.
Dude, would you be down to try it one time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll try it sometime.
But you're going to have to make it a drink for her. She doesn't swallow.
It's not what her boss says. It's
not the best one.
Okay.
A little inside joke.
I didn't fuck my boss, just for everyone.
She did not.
Who heard that? Different story.
Oh, no. Eric out here starting fucking rumors.
I couldn't resist. She did not do that.
No, hell no.
Oh, God. So, anyway.
I hate my life.
Oh, my gosh. My tummy hurts. According to the Herald, one of the more popular drinking games they would play was drinking, quote, while standing close enough to a roasting fire to melt the marrow in their bones.
Oh.
And the last man standing was declared the winner.
That just sounds really stupid.
Well, it's a bunch of men.
Let's all kill ourselves. What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's get, cooked.
Yeah, let's cook ourselves.
I already did that, so.
Yeah, oh, well, then, you know, teach their own.
No. 0 out of 10. So they were definitely drinking. Whether or not they were drinking to the devil, that's up to you to decide. So England's Hellfire Club recorded some of their cocktails that they made. They made a little cocktail book.
I need this book.
Some of them are given names like Gin and Sin and Strip Me Naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whiskey one, isn't it?
Tequila.
That one should be called Garbage. So
you laugh.
They have that called a cement mixer. Just the bar mat.
Oh,
drink the bar mat.
No, don't drink the bar mat.
No. So these drinks, the drink names could allude to what was actually going on there, or could it be them playing into the rumors that were circling about them? We don't know. 50-50. Historians claim that the Hellfire Club may not have been consorting with the devil, but they were definitely doing something similar. They were mocking the church. So they're toeing that line, I guess.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I'm willing to just say this is probably the OG gay club.
So you think they were all fucking each other in the ass? Okay. Gin and Sin, baby.
I'm willing to bet.
I mean, you know what? That would track. Gin and Sin and Strip Me Naked.
Strip Me Naked, Gin and Sin. It's just a big party. There's debauchery afoot.
You want to make this sexual so bad.
Well, we're getting there.
It's Eric. Are we serious here?
So, members of the Hellfire Club were highly skeptical of Christianity, according to a letter written by a member under the alias Morlock.
What a name, baby.
Definitely goth kid.
100%.
It's me, Morlock.
Morlock of the Abyss.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
Y'all remember that video that was like, I am Raven, Princess of Darkness or something?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I do.
People? Yeah, it was funny.
They're like jamming to Evanescence?
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of what they were doing pretty much was thumbing their noses at organized religion.
Fair.
True.
Morlock wrote about one of the club's practices called, quote, the sacrifice of the maidens. Historians don't think that what was happening was the literal sacrifice of women. It was more along the lines of taking a woman's virginity, and they were doing it while pledging their allegiance to ancient pagan gods and swearing, quote, should I say this out loud? I don't know.
You should go for it.
Okay. I can say it. I'm not scared.
I mean, you're not fucking any virgins. So.
That's fair. So it says, quote, all that is called good day, priest, rid fools to entirely abandon and to let nothing share the least part of my favor, but what is solely urged by most vicious and libidinous desires.
The fuck does that mean?
So basically, we're gonna fuck bitches and drink beer, whiskey.
So basically, fuck bitches, get money in the 1700s.
it's literally like premarital sex and.
It is like fuck bitches and hooligan shit.
Fuck bitches, get money, but 1700s.
Yeah. They could.
That was.
I'm sorry.
God awful.
That like rattled my brain a little bit.
I'm sorry.
That was evil ASMR. What are you doing?
I got a pee pee.
Pause. All right, we can pause this.
I'm sorry, mommy and daddy.
All right, well, now Bailey's back from her bathroom break. We can get back to brass tacks here.
Can we just add in like the Jeopardy?
Well, I had a technical difficulties button at some point, but I don't know which one it is.
You're gonna leave it in there where I said I had to piss.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Okay. Absolutely.
I mean, if you're gonna put that god awful fucking cup noise on the table.
I figured that you might edit that out by, well.
I mean, I might be able to.
It was an accident.
It's okay.
I tried to do it gently and it ended up being worse.
Like fingernails down a chalkboard.
That's why he
literally.
Said.
All right. Well, let's get back into it, Sam.
So the Hellfire Club was closed in 1721 due to, quote, blasphemy and profaneness, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That is, until Sir Francis Dashwood decided that he would form his own drinking and debauchery club in the 1750s.
Dude, I wish I was around for just to start my own drinking and debauchery club.
I mean, we
What do you think could. This is?
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I kind of did that.
You already did that.
It's called Teats and the Tip, Eric.
Get it right.
I'm going to get that in neon on this window.
For all your neighbors to see.
Yep. Teats and the Tip.
So he originally named the group or club gathering, whatever,
Sausage
Fest, Knights of Sir Francis of Wycombe.
See,
too long. Didn't read.
Too long. And I'm not going to a place named after cum.
Why cum?
Why cum?
Why cum? Why?
Carrie Ann Williams, who works on the West Wycombe estate, says that the quote, hell, unquote, Hellfire Club, which that label came later, but it eventually stuck.
The Wycombe estate? Sounds like a place where they're just fucking edging the entire time.
That sounds horrific. Sounds like not a place
the devil himself.
You know what? He probably does live there.
He approves.
Anyway, allegedly, underneath Sir Francis's estate is a series of tunnels. I will say one thing. He did provide jobs for the locals who were suffering due to a bout of crop failure because he employed them to excavate the tunnels for him. So, yay, Sir Francis of Dashwood.
Bring me jobs.
Yeah.
More jobs than
jobs Joe Biden. For all.
Where's this man at? He could probably fix inflation.
Possibly. So, no one knows why he had them dug or what all the little rooms were for or what went on inside the, quote, inner temple. It's a secret room that's at the bottom of other secret rooms and is so off limits that the highest ranking members could only access it by boat.
They
sounds
all
sounds like some Epstein
by
shit.
Boat.
They just circle jerks in front of each other.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, seriously, it harkens very similar to Little St. James.
I don't know what that is.
It's
Epstein's Island.
Oh.
Did you see the video of the two guys that like swam to it or like had the little dinghy boat or whatever and like ran around it?
Very occult.
It was spooky.
I bet.
And not in a fun way.
No.
Mm. I don't like fun spooky.
Yeah, I like fun spooky. I don't like icky spooky. So drinkware and silverware have survived the test of time. And Carrie says that wine and women were two of the most popular things in the caverns. Historians are very close to having all the goings-on figured out via the club's steward, Paul Whitehead, who documented everything that went on, even down to what silverware was used. The only reason we don't know everything is that during the 3 days before Paul's death, he burned some of the records.
The real bad shit.
I guess. So, Sir Francis was in Italy when he developed his seething hatred for the Roman Catholic Church before his club was ever formed. He had a certain fondness for commissioning some of the era's finest artists to do insanely blasphemous portraits of him. One was of him ogling the statue of Venus. For his club, he acquired the
Medmenham.
Yep. Abbey, and inscribed the motto. I did not take Latin. I think this is Latin. It translates to "Do what thou wilt" over the door. I'm scared.
That's like the key fundamental thing of the Lema, Aleister Crowley's thing.
Do what thou wilt.
Mm-hmm. Do what you want.
Yeah. It's
live your life.
Fais ce que voudras.
Sure.
If I said that wrong, don't tell me.
Ce que quoi. No.
I didn't take Latin. I took French. So.
I took shits.
I love this show.
I saw this meme on Instagram the other day and it said, some people are pukers, some are pissers. Myself, I am a shitter. I was like, me. Anyway.
So, Sir Francis had a temple dedicated to Bacchus.
You had it right.
Bacchus. I did? Yay. He's the god of wine. So, yep. Cheers to... Well, I don't know if I... Anyway. On his, he said,
James is the only one with wine and drink.
Yeah, less. We drank all ours.
I'm talking. So, this temple to Bacchus is on his estate, and he became obsessed and convinced that with the idea that his estate was encompassed.
And there's your Stay Spooky.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking Ripley on point.
Did she get you?
She got me good.
That was so fun to watch.
Can you please leave that in?
Yeah, so, for those that are just listening, Ripley tried to scale the chair that Sam is sitting in.
It's like the third time she's done that.
Scared the shit out of Sam.
She likes you.
Yay.
She's ish. Like, I'm just trying to get in the chair with you.
Well, okay. Anyway, so
where's
I forgot
Lou?
Where I was at.
Where's the head of security?
Right?
Bacchus.
Okay, yeah. Bacchus. So Sir Francis became obsessed with the idea that his estate encompassed an old pagan site. When he had his tunnels built, he made sure that the ancient deities were included. Rumors swirled that the rituals that went on there were sacrifices to both Bacchus and Venus. And the nymphs and the hogsheads that were laid in against the festivals of this new church sufficiently informed the neighborhood of the complexion of those hermits. I'm not really sure what that means. I know the hermits that they're referring to are Sir Francis Dashwood and his club buddies.
I mean, this sounds more like a cult than the original
Hellfire Club. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. So members...
It sounds like it's a pagan cult to Bacchus and Venus.
Yeah, kind of. So members of Sir Francis's Hellfire Club were among the upper class. There were lords, earls, military officers, and even members of parliament. One night, a prank gone wrong could have like been the cause of the divide between debauchery and politics. Which I don't really know why either of them would go together at any point in time, but...
I mean, hey, you know, it's not
like... I feel like it still does a little bit.
It's not like there's a long history of debauchery in politics at all.
Not at all.
Bohemian Grove. No, shit. Oh, God.
So, John Wilkes, who is a poet and a controversial politician, was booted from Parliament on charges of libel brought against him by John Montagu, Lord Sandwich.
Dude, I want that title.
Lord Sandwich.
Lord Sandwich. So, I'm sorry. John Wilkes and Thomas Potter, the son of Archbishop of Canterbury, had parodied Alexander Pope's Essay on Man and turned it into Essay on Women. And it's considered to be one of the dirtiest poems in the English language. John had been in the process of printing 12 copies of the poem, likely for his little club buddies, when Lord Sandwich brought the charges against him. John was found guilty, and he fled to France and was declared an outlaw.
I would like to read this poem.
I know. I kind of want to, too. So why did Lord Sandwich bring up charges against John? Well, I'm going to tell you. Lord Sandwich hated John Wilkes. Allegedly, one night, John thought it would be hilarious to dress a baboon up as the devil and let it loose during one of the club's services. In the
Medmenham?
Yep. Abbey. Lord Sandwich fully believed that it was the devil coming to take his soul, so he ran as fast as he could. He never lived it down, nor did he ever forgive John for the prank.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's great. Like, look at this stupid fucking sandwich-eating asshole. Like,
fuck you, Lord Sandwich.
It sounds like a really bad, like, cartoon character, I'm not gonna lie.
Allegedly, it's just some Bugs Bunny shit.
Allegedly, Lord Sandwich was so, like, enthralled with, like, gambling, I think it was, that he didn't want to get up and eat, so he ordered his servants to bring him a piece of meat in between two pieces of bread and thus birthed the sandwich.
Oh, this was straight up the sandwich guy?
The Earl of Sandwich. The Earl of Sandwich was the one who invented the sandwich, I thought. But is I it? Don't know.
I don't
if
really...
If you know sandwich history, please DM us.
I'm saying allegedly because I don't really think that's true.
Allegedly.
I don't know where the sandwich came from, but... anyway, so...
This episode has gone off the rails.
I love it, dude. It's
so much fun.
We're having fun.
So, something that I found funny in my research, it tickled me a little pink...
what?
It tickled me pink.
Okay.
You've never heard that expression before?
I heard it tickled my pink.
It tickled me a little pink.
Why would it tickle your pink?
Sandwiches do be sexy.
Milk and men tickling pink.
What was that laugh?
Don't know if she's happy or horny, folks. I'm really kind of confused right now. I don't know what emotion I'm feeling. Literally me too.
So, Sir Francis had this golden sphere on top of the Church of St. Lawrence with just enough room inside of this sphere for a few people to look out onto his garden. Why? Because... it just so happened to be in the shape of a very curvy and also very naked lady.
Dude, that fucking rules, man. If you have enough land to make a naked lady garden.
Yeah, that's dope as fuck.
The garden had carefully placed pink rose bushes in triangles of trees, strategically placed fountains that could be turned on at the single...
she's a squirter.
At the signal of Sir Francis. Sir Edward, a Sir Francis Dashwood descendant,
said... It looks like the goddamn Bellagio when he turns that shit on.
Yes, it does. Sir Edward, a Sir Francis descendant, said, quote, Sir Francis wasn't crazy. Bitch, I swear to God if you don't stop. Sir Francis wasn't crazy. He was just a tremendous character, and he had bloody good fun.
He was a horny old bastard.
They all dressed up and drank a hell of a lot.
Hell end yeah, quote. Dude.
So
this guy rules, man. I wouldn't mind partying with this guy.
So was the Hellfire Club one just one giant stick it to the man? Was it a bro club? Was it now Eric's gay club?
Well,
I don't.
You know, they would have loved the dollhouse.
I don't know, because one of the rumored members of the second iteration is Ben Franklin, and we all know how he liked to get down.
Oh yeah,
he was crazy.
He was a shitbag.
Damn! So he's connected to a cryptid and the Hellfire Club,
and possibly a serial killer.
Yeah,
Ben Franklin will definitely come up. Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, Ben Franklin, wild man. He just like fucked his way across like Europe and stuff. He was big into orgies. That was his thing. So I'm assuming this was like a giant like sex club type deal. But yeah, that's the Hellfire Club, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
All right, Christian, do your thing.
We appreciate you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening and coming along on our fun adventures with us. And make sure you guys are sharing, downloading, and following us on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. You can follow us all individually as well. Yeah.
But yeah, just make sure you guys are reviewing the show, downloading the show. That really helps us out. And we will see you next week. Stay spooky.
Stay creepy.
Stay strange.
And stay safe.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.